Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In today's podcast, we'll be talking about managing conflict. Let's start by stating the obvious. Conflict is real and it is inevitable. What is not inevitable is its outcome. When managed incorrectly or even ignored, conflict is the cause of multiple hardships in both the workplace and at home. It can cause people to suffer, missions to fail, and families to separate. That's why it's important to both acknowledge when conflict is present and address it in a positive way before it gets out of hand. We call this the name it, claim it, do something about it process. Today, we're going to discuss 6 ways to help you work through conflict and come to a positive resolution, both at work and at home. First, in any conflict resolution process, you need to find common ground. We call this capitalizing on shared interests. This acknowledges that in every conflict, there is at least one shared interest. By looking at the big picture and finding common interests or goals, you will see that those are greater than your differences. Once you've discovered those similarities, you will need to verbalize them by summing them up. As with most things in life, conflict resolution is directly tied to communication. And as we have discussed in previous podcasts, communication is an inescapable part of all relationships, be they personal or professional. Talking about what you're doing is part of the naming and claiming process. After you have discussed your shared interests, you need to specify positive outcomes. In this step, all parties visualize and discuss some positive outcomes that might arise from this situation. For instance, you might ask questions like, "What are some positive outcomes that we can identify through this conflict?" Or, "How can each party benefit from what we've learned through this process?" These questions and those along the same lines then lead us into our next step, which is brainstorming possible solutions. Brainstorming possible solutions during a conflict resolution meeting is similar to other brainstorming sessions. It should be an energetic exchange of ideas where everyone respects the contributions, past experiences, and vantage points of those involved in the process. This is also a good time to repeat the information that you are hearing, keeping your tone as neutral as possible and not using inflammatory language. Use phrases like, "What I'm hearing you say is," or, "Let me see if I understand what you're saying." Although it seems elementary in many ways, when you are dealing with conflict, emotions are high, so keeping the lines of communication as even keeled as possible is your best course of action. When you have finished brainstorming, it is now time to choose the best solution based on what was discussed. Here's where you move from the name it and claim it portion to the do something about it part. Choosing the best solution involves teamwork, and if you have already worked to keep your brainstorming sessions civil and your lines of communication open, choosing the best solution should be a smooth process. Once you have chosen the best solution, it is time to implement a positive change. This step is all about preparing to take action. When choosing who will be responsible for whatever tasks have been agreed upon, it is important to try to keep them as evenly proportioned as possible so that the burden does not lie squarely on any one person. Make sure that everyone is clear on what the shared goals are and on the intended outcome so that you do not end up in the middle of another conflict. Finally, once you have agreed on a solution and decided who will fulfill each role, you will need to make a plan to reconvene. This includes establishing a communication plan to discuss how things are progressing as you work to achieve a common goal. Also, make sure that you take the time to discuss and agree upon how to celebrate positive changes. Those celebrations help to motivate everyone through any bumps along the way and move you out of continuous conflict and into lasting resolution. This was just a small piece from our communication and conflict management class. Thank you for joining me and Fleet and Family in our podcast series.